Well, this is quite a radical suggestion, but it comes from a former WHO, World Health Organization epidemiologist, who is now working in South Africa for another institute. And he is saying, and he's got a lot of backing, it has to be said, that what we really need to do is just start doing universal testing for HIV and then giving everyone who comes up positive antiretroviral drugs. In one sense, you can see it as an admission that work on HIV vaccines is not going very quickly or very well. The other aspect is that the one success story probably I'd say in HIV research is that antiretroviral drugs work incredibly well. They keep people alive till a fairly standard lifespan. The problem is that as much as you can keep those people alive, you don't do anything to stop transmission, so the epidemic is still growing. And the idea here is that you use these drugs, the one thing we know that works against HIV, to actually clamp down on the transmission and to actually stop the epidemic growing itself.
When you say universal testing, are we talking about everyone in the world?
Essentially, we are. Certainly, you would roll this out immediately in the most affected areas. And if you think there are 30 million people, give or take, globally living with HIV, obviously a lot more who have it who don't know. A quarter of those are in southern Africa, and half of that quarter is in South Africa itself. So you would focus on the hotspots. And the economics of this will make less sense as you go to areas where HIV is increasingly rare. But the idea is essentially that you do universal testing. This isn't, you know, going around and imposing, but you basically have this as a standard. When you go to your GP for something routine, it would be just something that they would test for to keep an eye on levels of the infection. And it's going to be more effective in areas where this is rife. But look, I mean, these guys are looking at doing trials in Washington, D.C., in other parts of the U.S. and in Africa.
Now, Ian, this has been discussed at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. You're in San Diego. What else has been discussed there?
Well, there's been the whole range of things. I mean, we've had stories on scientists putting out guidelines to Hollywood on how they should deal with science in science fiction movies, but I'll move quickly on from that one. I mean, one of the interesting ones I thought was Cambridge researchers at Addenbrooke's Hospital are about to start the world's largest clinical trial of an immunotherapy for treating children with peanut allergy. This allergy is incredibly debilitating and frightening for children, and it's the most common food allergy there is among children, as far as I'm aware. All sorts of unpleasantness, and it can be fatal. Now, this study at Addenbrooke's, which is based on a really successful pilot study, is going to look at just over 100 kids over the next few years, and essentially it works by desensitizing them to peanut proteins. And the way you do that is you give them a tiny amount of peanut flour mixed into yogurt for a while, and then you step up the dose by increasing the amount of peanut flour mixed into this yogurt, and you give it to them daily. And this has to go on for like 2 or 3 years. And they have so far got a lot of children who can tolerate up to sort of 5 peanuts a day, even more actually, and so they don't have to worry about what they eat anymore. And this big scale trial is the one that's going to really nail whether this can become what you might sort of, you know, start calling a cure for peanut allergy.